Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss task-based language teaching. Task-based language teaching and in short it is called TBLT. Ye acronym hai TBLT. So as the name suggests, task-based language teaching ka matlab hai, the emphasis is on performing various tasks. Rather than the old way of learning grammar and then learning a new language, here it is believed that the more we engage in real life situations, the better our understanding of a language will be and the more useful it will be. So in this method, TBLT, task based language teaching, the use of tasks is the core unit of planning and instruction in language teaching. So students are given functional tasks, which invites them to focus primarily on meaning exchange and to use language for real world and non-linguistic purposes. For example, conducting a interview, creating a poster, visiting a doctor, planning a trip. These are all examples of various tasks that are given. For example, ordering food at a restaurant, booking a hotel room, planning a trip, as I said. So TBLT emphasizes communication through task completion. So the emphasis is on performing various tasks. Now let me tell you few more facts about this task-based language teaching. Now task-based language teaching is not monolithic. Iska matlab hai ki it does not constitute one single methodology, which is to say that it is multi-faced approach. It can be used creatively with different syllabus types and for different purposes. As per the requirement of the students, the tasks are designed. And in contrast to other methods of language teaching, for example, audio lingual method, grammar focused approaches, TBLT is better. Why? Because in the earlier methods, there was the teacher dominated approach. So teacher used to decide everything. Here the needs of the students are taken into account and most of the things have to be performed by the students. So in a way, it is a student centric approach. So students engage in tasks that they are interested in using the target language. So ye tarika hai sikhane ka aur padhane ka. Now after that, you should be aware of some important names of some practitioners and scholars that have contributed to this methodology by way of practicing it and also by scholarly research. So kuch naam aap yaad rakhna. For instance, Vanden Brenden. V-A-N, Van, uske baad Den, D-E-N, B-R-A-N-D-E-N, Brandon. Van, Den, Brenden, ek hi naam hai ye. Uske baad Edwards and Willis, Edwards and Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S, Willis, Edwards and Willis. Aur inka pura naam hai C. Edwards, C. Edwards and J. Willis, J. Willis. Now, uske baad ek aur naam hai, he is an Indian, called N. S. Prabhu. P-R-A-B-H-U, Prabhu. N.S.Prabhu. Now, he has written a very famous book called Second Language Pedagogy. Second Language Pedagogy, which was published in the year 1987. And he used the task-based language teaching method in the 1980s in Bangalore. So, wahan se ye bahut zyada popularized ho gaya tha, methodology jo hai. And Prabhu discovered that, learners or students were able to learn more effectively when they were focused on a tangible or non-linguistic task, like reading a map, as compared to when they were focused on linguistic tasks, such as using second conditional verb forms or grammar. So, task-based was better. Learning was more effective. And as I told you earlier, that the tasks that are performed vary from lesson to lesson, place to place, as per the requirements. But agar broadly hume categorize karna ho ek typical lesson ko ya typical class ko, that what exactly happens, how can we categorize it or how can we subdivide it? Now the first thing that happens in a typical classroom which adopts this method of task based language teaching, pehli cheez kya hoti hai? Introduction of the task, introducing the task. So this involves also motivating learners, preparing the learners or the students to perform the task by discussing what this task involves and giving clear instructions. The next thing that happens is supporting task performance. Now what does this mean? It means that some interactional support is there between the teacher and the students. So if the student didn't understand anything, then during the task there will be some kind of clarification. Third kya cheez hai? Third category or third phase kise kehte hain? Post task phase. Post task phase. Now as the name suggests, this basically involves reflection on the task that has been completed. So whether the task was performed well or not, and so on. So, introduction of the task, supporting task performance and post-task phase. So, introduction ko kya kehte hain? Generally, it is said that it is a pre-task activity. Theek hai? Pre-task. Uske baad, the task itself, right? Which is generally classified into task and then planning and then report and then post-talk listening. So, task cycle kehte hain ise. So, broadly kya hai? Pre-task hai. While task. Matlab ki, while the task is being performed. Theek hai? While task. And last, post-task. Theek hai? After the task has been completed.